it's a snapshot of the frustration people have with what's going on with the Buffalo School District in general. You know, it starts with frustration over Dr. Brown. Obviously, there's union, in my opinion, there's union issues. You talk to the business community, you talk to the people on the street. The one Achilles heel for the city of Buffalo is the Buffalo Schools District. When people are thinking about relocating or whether they're going to move, I mean, the issue of school districts is at the top of their list, especially if they obviously they have school-age children. You know, if you're moving to Buffalo, the Buffalo schools are failing. Dr. Brown says the failure rate is dropping, but it's still there's been little improvement. Something has to be done, and I think when you see the Larry Quinns and the Carl Paladinos, they don't have to do this. They're doing this out of, believe it or not, their love, their concern for the community to make Buffalo a better place.
The people who have served on the school board throughout the years, I would like to thank the best of those. I mean, again, these are individuals who aren't making little, if any, kind of stipend for the hours and hours and hours of work.
And the abuse.
And the abuse that they get. So my point is, does it matter, really, who's on the school board finally? Can it really make a difference?
I think if you get enough of the right type of people on the school board, it can make a difference. You can get the right superintendent, the right leadership in there. You can get people with enough backbone to go toe-to-toe with the Fillmore Moores of the world. And certainly Larry Quinn and Carl Paladino, Bernie Tolbert, they have that backbone that you need to turn the ship around. It's going to take a long time to turn the school districts around, but at least you're starting to see the private sector, people like Paladino and Quinn, roll up their sleeves. They don't have to do this, but they are doing it, and that's a telltale sign to me that, you know, it's a representative of the frustration, the concern that is the Buffalo School District.
Let's switch gears here just a little bit, talk about the governor's announcement last week that IBM would be setting up shop in Buffalo with a lure of millions of state dollars to come and bring 500 jobs into the downtown area.
500 high-paying jobs, I might add.
Where are these 500 people going to work?
There's probably, in my mind, a half dozen to maybe 10 realistic sites. Mark Poloncar has told me his preference, and I think the mayor feels the same way, that they like, because of what this information technology center is going to be, it makes sense to put it somewhere in or near the medical campus. And obviously, there's a very short time frame that IBM wants this up and running. They're not talking about having this running in 2018. They want it up and running next year. So if you take those factors, you take a look at the landscape. If you're talking about a new build, just the construction alone, given the technology involved, is going to take you more than a year. And you haven't even filed the first plan with the city. You have to go through the whole planning. No matter how much you try to fast track it, there is a process in that. This is just my own gut feeling. You have the Simonelli Real Estate Conventus building right at Main and High. They've already added a floor for AMRI. It is conceivable in my mind that they could, with limited heartbreak, little limited issues, they could add a couple more floors for the IBM component. It would make perfect sense right in the heart of the medical campus. It would be a huge plus. Simonelli also is in the process of buying the Salvation Army building right across the street. That could be retrofitted, although I don't know much about the building other than it was built in the 50s and technology is probably not
right.
Up to date, and God knows whatever else is in there. You also could maybe put it on in conjunction with the UB Medical School at the corner of Main High, although that's a building that's not going to be ready for another 2 years. You got Children's Hospital as a possibility. Again, that's not going to be open till mid to late 16, so that's maybe a little bit off the track. You know, some people have suggested the HSBC Tower or Seneca One Tower. Maybe. The big issue there is the building now is under the hands of a receivership. It's cloudy as to who is going to own it, what its future is. I'm not sure that makes the best sense. You have Key Center, where Delaware North is vacating. That would make a certain amount of sense. It's a relatively new building. Technology is pretty much up to snuff. So you have options out there.
Jim Fink from Business First, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you. We'll see you next month.